You are listening to Better Off Dad, a podcast featuring three guys with 10 kids between them, stumbling their way through dad life. I'm Mike, an American voiceover guy trying to make these idiots sound professional. So here are your hosts, Shannon, Nathan, and James.
All right, thanks for that, Mike. We're back yet again. Episode 4, fellas. We've survived this far, which is quite surprising. I think a lot of people had written us off after the first episode, but we've got to number 4. It's a little bit different today. Usually our other recordings have been on a Friday and Saturday night, and we've sort of got to this point of starting the podcast, and I think it'd be fair to say we've had a couple in us by then. We've loosened up a little bit with a few drinks and a little bit of banter to start with, and then we hit the record button, and it gets a little bit odd from there. But today, it's lunchtime on a Sunday. Now, originally we were going to record on the Friday night, but we got all set up, all ready to go, and we had some internet issues with James. His dial-up wasn't working on Friday night, so we lost him, packed it up, bagged him out for the next 24 hours, and here we are starting back on a Sunday afternoon. Well, Shannon, how was your week, mate?
Yeah, really good, mate. We're here 2 days after the initial start. Didn't work real well. James, with his dodgy internet, living up the sticks. He doesn't even have a sealed road, but he's... I just don't get it. But
I believe you've got something also, Shannon, just while we're at it. Obviously, after last week, there was a little bit of a build-up into our high-profile guests we're going to get on. I believe you've got something to announce to us tonight. Is that correct?
No.
Today, even?
Today? Yeah, no.
What, he's not there?
He's not here. Not right. No, he's not. No. Oh, it's disappointing. Embarrassing. I feel ashamed. A little bit ashamed.
I also believe you've had a big week and got some more ink, mate, because you were desperate for some more tats.
Yeah, I was desperate for more ink. Checked the radar for the week and it looked pretty miserable, so I just sort of checked myself in, get a couple of tats, and just trying to fill the leg up now, so nearly there.
Nearly there. Well, it wouldn't have taken too long to fill those legs up, let's be honest, James.
Yeah, you're right there, Nathan. three
what about you,
Shannon?
I also got my wedding ring tattooed onto my finger. Because Jen was sick of me losing them and not wearing them. And I've got the king and queen tattoos. You know how you get like a king and a queen tattoo on your finger?
Not really.
Well, I've got it. But now, that's a thing. Like now people say, who's K? And it's like, well, I'm the king and she's the queen. It's on there forever now though.
That might have been after a players trip or something as well, was it?
No.
just totally sober. I thought, this would be awesome.
I'm a clean skin. There's not many of us, but I don't have any tats at all. I thought about it a few times back in the day. I think that ship sailed now, so I don't think I worry about it too much now. But I'm also a bit of a big believer that you don't put Holden stickers on a Ferrari as well. So we're receiving feedback every week from the show, guys, which is usually pretty positive. We're probably not hearing the negative stuff, but most of it's been pretty positive. Certainly getting a lot of support with our downloads and whatnot. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Shannon, I believe you've had some good feedback throughout the week.
Yeah, it's good feedback. It's I actually had a mum of three. She's a single mum of three boys, I think it is. She sent me an inbox saying the podcast for her, like she said, I'm not a man hater by any stretch, but she certainly hasn't had great experiences with men. And she said, thinks it'd be a good thing for her boys to listen to, just to hear that, you know, there are guys out there that are okay dads, I suppose. And so that was some really nice positive feedback from a demographic that, you know, you don't think are going to listen to what we've got to say.
One of the things that we talked about at the start of the podcast, we sat down and did a bit of a, I guess like a business plan it was. It was what we wanted to achieve with the show and how we wanted to go about doing it. And one of the things we wanted to tick off was to break into the Japanese market. We thought that was a really untapped source for... We thought we'd jump into that market by letting Shannon loose in the first few episodes. We thought, well, nobody in Australia is going to get him. Maybe the Japanese will. And they've latched on and they love it. And just wanted to announce on the show now that we have jumped to number 24 in Japan in the parenting podcast section. So number 24 with a bullet. I'm not sure who's at number 25 or 26, but they need to have a really good look at themselves. But we're going global, fellas. We are going global. How do you feel about that?
Really good. I think the best thing about it is we're in front of those other Better Off Dad podcasters from the US.
Well, I can imagine once COVID settles down, well, hopefully it does settle down, maybe going on tour, taking Better Off Dad on tour, and maybe heading Japan. I can imagine like a Beatles-like reception when we land.
No doubt.
I think we had about 6 downloads this month in Japan, which has shot us up the charts. So I can imagine those six fans,
downloads. Wow.
Six being at the airport, going absolutely nuts for us when we got off the plane, which would be well worth the trip, I would imagine.
Is there any chance that those 6 downloads could be Australian Olympians currently in the
look? Possibly. Yeah. I mean, there may be Australians living abroad. I'm not sure, but I like to think of it as going global. I like to think we're taking this around the world, and this is once we've almost conquered Japan, I would say. And I think it's time to expand, get bigger. What we wanted to discuss today was about things that have changed. I guess, things that have changed for the better, things that we're still finding challenging as dads. But, you know, what are some things, I guess, life in general has changed for the three of us since we became dads. And I know a lot of other dads out there can certainly relate to that. What are some things that you wanted to talk about today that you've noticed a big difference in, James?
Yeah, so I know that since having kids, sleep times are definitely changed. You used to be able to go to bed a bit later, knowing you'd get them, you know, that sleep in. But I know all parents are different with their sleep time with their kids, what time they get them to bed and that. But I know that of late, our middle one, William, having a few issues with him with, sleep time. He's watched a couple of things on YouTube, whether he's just, you know, skip pass, nothing too
scary. Not one of Shannon's clips, was it?
Yeah, not one of the bookmarks. Definitely not. But, he's seen something on there and it's scared the life out of him. And I spend probably each night with an hour every night just making sure, just to get him to sleep. Otherwise, he's straight in our bed. And, it's hard work.
I
slept in my sister's room for about 6 weeks when I was 13. 12 or 13, I watched Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street with a mate, thinking it would be real cool. It messed me up big time. So I had to sleep with my younger sister.
So we can pinpoint it back to that moment. Do you reckon Shannon's Freddy Krueger?
So many turning points
through
my life, I tell you.
I was that desperate last night that William come into our bedroom crying, me and Heidi just looked at each other like, we got nothing left in the tank. We're about to say, just hop in bed. And
I've turned to
William and said, look, definitely nothing. I've turned to William and I said, just go hop in your sister's bed, hoping she was asleep and he could just snuggle in. He's walked into the bed. He's went to hop in and he's got this, get out!
You're exactly right. Those late nights, you certainly put a lot more thought in than these days. So, because you just know what's going to happen the next morning. With our 3-year-old little Miller, she's just between 5:30 and 6 daily. You know, she's up and charged and ready to go. So those late nights, you put a little bit more thought in them because at the back of your mind, you know that you are not going to get any sympathy the next morning. So it does change a little bit. We tend to go to bed pretty early for that reason. So we've become very boring.
How's it work with you, Nate? Because I know you work in a burn in, being a shearwater. You got to get up. What time do you start? 6 there, is it?
Yeah, so I get up. Yeah. I set my alarm at about 4:45 to get up and go to work. So I've got to certainly creep around a little bit. The biggest worry is getting Miller up at that time morning because it's ready to go. You know, she's up and about and ready to party. So, it's a bit of a creeping around the house very much, which I'm not very good at, as my wife will tell you. It's like an elephant trying to be a mouse, basically, around the house, and it just doesn't really work. So I'm usually in big trouble in the morning. What normally happens, I'm driving to work, and I just get this nasty, all of a sudden I get this nasty text message, and I'm thinking, who's going to text me at 5 o'clock in the morning? And it's usually a pissed off emoji and saying, good one, you woke them up. And I was like, I haven't even got to work and I'm in trouble.
I love this because, like, I get the same stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, she's crabby, but... No, that's probably standard.
I think so. I think we all get in trouble. The noise thing's a big thing in our house, that's for sure. And I'm naturally a noisy person, so I clunk doors and... Yeah, I am a big oaf. I'm basically a big oaf. And Sophie's the most noise-sensitive person, and I've got a horrible feeling. Our daughters are heading that way as well, so I'm in a bit of trouble. So We're at the moment, we're building our house at the moment. The only thing I've talked to about the builder pretty much is about putting soundproof insulation through the house just to save my ass, basically. It's purely selfish for me, just so I don't get those nasty text messages.
Just to save your tail.
Just to save my tail that I do not have, for the record. During the week, I had my 4 days off, and Sienna, my 11-year-old daughter, came down for school holidays. So she's been with us. So's been at work. So I've been at home with the three girls, aged 1, 3, and 11, which are absolutely pouring down outside. It's been really challenging to entertain those three. So there's been a lot of screaming and yelling. Not so much from the kids.
You've been drinking a
definitely, mate. I've definitely been looking at the clock in the afternoon, going, "Oh, is it too early?" But
oh, is it 3 o'clock? Oh, it's 9:11.
Soph's coming home, and I'm laying down at the bottom of the stairs.
But, So
that's been really challenging. I took the girls. We had to take Sienna back to the bus on Friday. So just the whole operation of getting three of them fed out the door, trying to juggle how I'm going to get from the car to the bus stop while it's pouring down with rain. Obviously, you know, two out of the three can walk, and then I've got to get the little one-year-old out as well. So it was a bit of a lot of coordinating, a lot of planning for any kind of day. Shannon, I'm sure you're right in the trenches with that one at the moment with young twins.
No, no doubt at all, mate. It's and like, just back to how things change. I see you, James. You're there. He's looking quite muscle bound at the moment. He's just come straight from the little home gym.
He's got a sneaky little pump on, hasn't he?
He's got a pump on for the boys. There's no doubt about it. But like, since I've had the twins, like, I've given up. Like, the concept of a dad, I didn't understand it. I just thought, oh, you're just lazy, mate. But you just don't have time. So like, back in the day, I used to, you know, I'd be in the gym. I was always reasonably well presented, rig wise. I used to always say with Luke, I always like to keep myself in good nick, just in case Luca grows up and he may be, you know, gay or something. So I need to be ready just in case that happens, so I can jump on the Mardi Gras float up in Sydney. So that was why I always good nick. So now that the twins, I'm like, oh.
What can I just say, Shannon? What a great reason to be fit and healthy.
Just in case.
I think he knew that if he had a set mention of football, he thought, oh, Dawes is
going
to
jump. I had no idea where that story was going, but I really do.
We sort of run, we go in turns getting up to the twins. So in the last couple of weeks, they've actually been pretty good, but like, they're up four times, five times a night. We go one after the other, after the other. If I got up at, say, 4:30 to go and do something, then suddenly Jen's there. Let's say she's got up at 3, then up at 4, then up at 5. She's had broken sleep for the last, you know, 3 hours. So, yeah, it's not always going to be like that. And I think we've broken the back of the boys' sleep. Like, they're sleeping right through all the time. So it's probably time I started sorting this out.
Just in case you get the call up one day. But, yeah, I do understand that because certainly with our little ones, like, obviously at home, 3 and 1, Miller's obviously a bit more self-sufficient. If Soph and I want to go to the gym or if we're both at home for the day and one of us wants to go and one stays at home, it's a matter of only getting little room ready, yeah. You know, getting her organised, the little one-year-old, getting her ready and then sort of tagging and off we go. But, yeah, I can imagine that'd be bloody tough, mate, with the two little ones like that and broken sleep like that. We can only do what we can do at the end of the day.
It's a genuine selfless mindset. You stop thinking about yourself and how we used to be and how we – you know, we'd all go to footy training 3 nights a week, play Saturday, get home Sunday morning at times, you know, and it was all about us. Whereas now it's a means to an end. And I know, you know, there's like parents get it. Parents that have had kids get it.
Oh, mate, for sure. And I think it's a good point you raise there about, I reckon, Bakesy, about talking about like playing footy and things like that. So I first became a dad to my son, Jesse, who's almost 18 now. So I was 27. Yeah, he's very much like his dad. Actually, I better not say that. So I was 27 and very much in that zone of playing footy and going out with them and wanting to spend time with the mates and go out on Saturday nights. And looking back, it was quite a selfish time, I guess. And it's not that I didn't you know, love Jesse and want to spend time with him. But I was younger and a lot more sort of, it was all about me a lot more back then. And I think that's something that I'm enjoying now, being a dad a bit older. Just those distractions, I guess, have gone on a weekend. I look forward to a Saturday night, just a quiet night at home with the kids, you know. I look forward to that. Whereas I used to think that I'd have my throat cut if that had to happen. All my other mates, my other mates were all out partying and whatnot. And I guess around that time too, none of my other mates had kids. So I was probably the only one that had to go home sort of thing. And looking back, I was certainly very selfish back then. But you're just a different person in your 20s and what you are, say, you know, in your 30s and 40s. I'd like to think we all grow up a little bit, but
I'm into your 40s. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Definitely right about being selfish. I know with Mia, so my first one, I was 29. So it's just the generations though. When, you know, my mum had me, she was 18. So we had them when they were really younger. So then as the generations get older, they had them when they were late. As a, you know, 29 sort of sounds late, but it's kind of sort of early in the stages of life when I'm playing footy, I'm with my mates, I'm in them selfish years. So then when I had Mia, it took me like a year to realise that things have sort of changed. So I'd play footy, I'd still try and have me drinks on a Saturday night, and you'd sort of get that message, oh, what time are you going to be home? And in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, I want to get home, I've got to get home. And then you got, there was plenty of times there when I wouldn't do something or I wouldn't go somewhere, and I'd cop the flack about, oh, you weak prick, back and why are you going home? And it's like, it's not till they you realise when they have kids, like your mates, they're like, I know what you were talking about now. Like, well, it's like, yeah, I told you, mate. It's like, you know.
And it's also a bit of a maturity thing. As you get older, you do mature and you do sort of look at things differently. Now you're like, I'm used to you blokes bagging me out, and I laugh about it and think it's hilarious. Whereas you used to take it to heart and think, oh, I don't let the boys down this weekend. And you look back now and think, how stupid is that? But it's but that's life. You learn as you go. And
I agree. I look back to how it was with my family. Mum was the same. I think Mum was 17 when she had me, and Dad would have been 19 or 20. She had three under 21. Well, it was just a different time. Like, Dad was 20. So young.
Can you imagine being a dad at 19, 20 though?
It would be a crime against humanity for me to have a child at 20. God.
But I look at that now. I mean, like I said, my son's about to turn 18 in a couple of weeks. That's not far off that age, you know. And I think, God, he's got a lot of growing up to do, sort of thing. But we all did at that age, 17, 18. There's no way you're ready.
My parents, having three kids, like, they're frigging expensive to run kids, but they had three under 21.
They're not cars.
And we ended up living, I think this is for another podcast down the track when we're going to talk about dads. But,
definitely.
Like, we were living, they had no money. We were living in a bloody shed out the back of Rocky Cave. We shat in a bucket. But I remember, we were so poor. But we never wanted for anything, you know, like they went with nothing. And my sister told me last night that my mum wore a pair of my pop's shoes for a period of time because she couldn't afford shoes. That's freaking crazy.
That's crazy, isn't it?
But that's what you do as a that's the difference. It's what you do as a parent. You grow into it and become selfless. Oh, just a quick one.
Yep.
I heard that Mike, our voiceover guy, apparently his mode of transport is a retired racehorse.
Mike, our voiceover guy.
He's so conscious of his carbon footprint. He runs a horse.
Is this correct, Mike?
Boy, oh boy, it is hot in here.
You know what makes me really nervous about Mike? Because obviously Mike's in here with me in the studio. Every time I look across at him, when he gets that little bit of white spit in the corner of his mouth, it gets his eyes look a little bit beady, and I just think this isn't okay. This isn't cool.
Has he got a sandwich there?
Yeah, he's eating something.
Well, the other thing I heard, when his racehorses die, he harvests meat off them.
It's time for Shannon's classic Aussie dad joke.
Thanks for that, Mike. Here we are again. We just continue to dish up this absolute rubbish of a joke. No offence, Shannon, but you do have a small fan base that asks for the dad joke weekly. I think that's half of our Japanese audience, but all four of them. But over to you, mate. What have you got for us this week?
There was a little bit of a fence out there after the back of my efforts last week, so I've been it was a little bit
controversial.
Winding it back. I'm actually only telling one joke today because it crosses over. It's not just actually one of those jokes. One of those jokes was told in a smoko room. At a pre-start up in Queensland. So it's being listened to up in Gladstone.
I'm guessing it wasn't one with the folding money and the broken glasses.
No.
Was it? I don't think that's been retold.
Which one was it? It might have been the mountain goat and the goldfish one. That's another thing. We need to get that on a t-shirt. I reckon like a really vague looking goat and a vague looking goldfish on a t-shirt. Better Off Dad t-shirt. It'd be classic.
Yeah, I reckon that's so well.
Anyway, righto, here it is. So I was talking to Noah the other day, who was saying that God had caught up with him and asked him to build another ark. And Noah goes, oh, God, I've already built you an ark. The seas have rose and fallen and, you know, you've got all your animals. He goes, no, I want a different one this time. I want an ark built as big as you made the last one, but all I want you to put on it is nothing but carp. And Noah goes, carp? He goes, yeah, the fish. I just want an ark, just chock-a-block full of carp. Anyway, so Noah's got to work. He's built this massive ark. You know, the seas have rose for 40 days and then recited for 40 days and all the carp went off into the sea. And Noah said to God, this is what Noah was telling me. Noah said to God, look, why did you want an ark full of carp? And God said, I've always wanted a multi-story carp ark.
It's a real shame because this.
The Japanese, we're just going to lose them, I think.
But I'll get the Christians on board. I'll get the Christians on board because it was quite a tasteful religious joke.
Did you feel that bad from the joke last week? You just had to make a religious joke this week to try and get people back on board.
It's just a real shame because we've done all that work in Japan and really built up our following over there. And I think we've just looking at our stats here now online, I've just seen. Our four listeners just drop off. They've unsubscribed to the podcast, which is disappointing. We've just lost two people out of the Netherlands.
I'm surprised they didn't unsubscribe after James's story about pulling himself into a cup in the wrong town.
Oh, hey, that could happen. That could happen to anyone.
Yeah, right, we had some good feedback on our player profiles during the week as well. I noticed one about James when he'd worked so hard in giving those samples that he'd broken both wrists, which a lot of people don't know about. That's commitment. No. That's going hard, isn't it? It's going real hard.
You're breaking your own radius.
That is just frantic.
You're breaking your radius and ulna straight through. developing a sample, you know, you're committed to the IVF process.
That's a frantic pace you had set there, James.
I think I've broken both when I went to the wrong place.
Did you get many comments about that throughout the week? I'm curious because James, you're a tradie, you know, out with your roofing business. Did you get much feedback about admitting to just pleasuring yourself in the shower?
Actually, I thought I was going to cop it, and I didn't really get much because you know what? I just think. Everyone's
it's true.
Everyone's doing it.
That's part of life. So they're all just like, oh, well, I do that too. So
that is some of the feedback I'm getting.
That's what I put it down to.
You probably just got a few nods in the head, just going, yeah, mate. I know exactly what you're talking about there, brother.
Leon Compton from ABC Hobart. Mornings with Leon Compton. He's all over it. He reckons it's great. Give us a spiel. Dropped us here to his 10,000 listeners.
Good on you, Leon.
And I believe, we're going on mornings on 7BU on Tuesday morning at 7:30. So, yeah.
Is that right?
By the way,
you're
I'm going on the radio Tuesday morning.
You're doing this by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling like James that he's kind of getting a little bit too big for this show. I noticed during the week, and a big shout out to a fellow local podcast, Get the Know How. They've wanted to get on Shannon this week. He's got an appearance this week, but I feel like James, you and I, a little bit like chopped liver at the moment. Do you feel like he's just got a little bit too big? And I think it's starting to show. Look at him sitting back there, the smug prick. Look at the look on his face, sitting back there, just going, look at me. Look at
this
me.
This is my show.
I am a narcissist. I'm a narcissist. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I'd like to think when he's going to go on, you know, and go on this, I guess this promotional tour on his own, because he's obviously forgotten about us two. I'd like to think that he'll give us a little bit of cred for our work as well, James. You know? We're the backbone of this podcast.
I do think we do a 4-day tour around Tassie. So we'll hit up, we'll do a live podcast from Queenstown RSL Club, then scoot around, maybe into Hobart, come up the coast to Bishano, and then finish in Devonport or something like that.
I reckon it's a good way to reach at least a dozen people by doing that.
Think about it. It's not about that.
Yeah.
look, girls, things are going very well.
Yeah, you're right, exactly right. And if our wives are listening, we've just copped over 15,000 downloads for our last episode, so it is getting big. I think it's only fair that we probably do hit the road and go out and please the fans.
Nathan, about the player profiles we had this week. So your player profile, you were very happy with the photo that was uploaded. Like, it was a view, full pump on, full pump.
No, it was very early on in the session, mate.
Not at all. It was a glisten of sweat. So yours was fantastic.
When you posted that, Shannon, let's be clear, what if you guys...
There was no discussion about this, though, was there?
No, there was no discussion. I did not know this was coming up. And I had a few guys say to me at work, they said, "Oh, mate, did you post that photo of yourself?" And I was like, "No."
You would have copped it.
But at the same time, I didn't ask you to take it down.
Whereas
the one that you've thrown up at me certainly didn't get me at my best.
It wasn't the best look. I took that photo. It was quite funny, Shannon. When I actually posted that, it was a bit of payback on the one you did on me. So I thought, I've got to get a profile out on Shannon here. So I was going through, and I actually messaged Dorcas and said, "Have you got a really bad photo of Shannon I could post, put alongside it?" Anyway, I was going through my photos on my phone. I had a lot of bad ones of you on there, but I scrolled across. And I remember that one that I took of you down at, as well, we were staying in Bridport earlier in the year. And I was sitting on the couch next to Sophie, and I said, "Where this one?" And she just pissed herself laughing. I said, "Yeah, that's the one." One other thing, just quickly, reminds me about that. The first thing I think of about that trip to Bridport, you sent me a message on the way down. You said, "Oh, wait till you see me. I've got something really good to show you." Anyway, mate, I got down there, and I'm sitting down there, and Soph's dad came down to meet us at the place we were staying, and he came down a little bit earlier in the day, so he wanted to see the girls. And next minute, we see a guy running past in a pair. This is a true story. Guy running past in nothing but a pair of Speedos. The brownest guy you have ever seen in your life, with these beady little eyes. He's got Jen to give him a full spray tan, top to bottom, during the week. And, mate, this guy's brown. And he's turned up. And he's turned up and said, "Oh, g'day, guys. I didn't know you were here." He's sitting there talking in his Speedos. I'm sitting there looking at my father-in-law. He's got his jaws dropped. He's looking at this bloke going, "What the hell is going on here?" I'm saying, "Oh, this is actually my mate, Nate Shannon." And he sat down, and he's sitting down, and he's sitting there, just sat on a stool with his legs open, and Soph's just sitting there. She's just going, "This isn't going to work, Shannon."
The beauty of, like, Jen having a salon is we've got access to all these treatments. I probably should use more of the facial treatments.
You should probably look better than what you do. Let's be honest here.
This is Dad Hacks.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And we're back into Dad Hacks. They've been a little bit slack lately, fellas. I'm a little bit disappointed with their Dad Hacks lately, but I've got a feeling, and I'm going to put pressure on, that you blokes are going to lift it this week. So, James, what do you got for us?
I reckon James's have always been good. Like, embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, I was mainly talking about yours, Shannon.
Embarrassingly good.
Anyway. My hacks just paint me in a way that I'm just a poor father, but it's just another one where... So, anyway, when I get home, I'll pull in the driveway, and from my driveway, when I pull in, it's straight at the kitchen. So when I get there, Heidi can just lock eyes at me. She knows, "You're home, get inside."
Lock.
So normally what I'll do, I just pull out the pretend phone call. If I just need 5 minutes where I'm just I just can't get in there. Jeez, yet. I just can't get in. So I'll simply pull the phone out, put it to my ear. She'll stare at me and I'll just point, "I'm on the phone." Anyway, by the time she walks out the kitchen, I just put the phone down.
So what are you doing?
Not only do I use it then.
You've got your phone in your ear. You've got that moment.
Probably Snapchat you boys. Like, just, I'm in a... roasting you again, Shannon. I can't go inside while I'm roasting you. No, like, I can't be on my phone.
No.
Anyway.
I'm a little concerned about what you're doing with the other hand after your last week's episode. Let's be honest.
I reckon he's got the phone turned horizontal, sitting on where the Speedo is. That's why he's got that really dark tint.
Okay, over to you, Shannon. What's your dad hack this week, mate?
I know that you've cut the last two out that I've done because they're not either funny enough or there's too much product placement. Like, I think
you're treading a fine line, mate, so it better be good.
Well, it's no better, but I'm going to stick with my...
It's not too late to stop.
Because I want to offer up...
I can cut that. It's fine. Just give me a little bit more editing work to do during the week.
Mike's laughing his head off. He's thinking,
Mike has got spit flying everywhere over at the moment.
And horse meat.
You guys.
Touching back on what we spoke about earlier about how things have certainly changed and a lot more planning and organising to get out the door with the kids and do certain things. But a lot of things have got a lot better, haven't they, guys? So a bit of a lighthearted look at the things that we miss out on and poor us. And I know the three of us, and that's why we've started this podcast about being dads. It's about the positive things that are happening in our life with the kids. And I know I'm enjoying things so much. And I know I talked about earlier about having a 1-year-old and a 17-year-old. And I'm sure a lot of people out there go, no, that's nuts. That's a massive difference between having kids. And I understand that. And I understand I don't really care what other people think about it. But my daughter's just started walking. A 1-year-old's just started walking. And the joy that fills me with is exactly the same as going to watch my 17-year-old play a good game of footy.
Yeah,
it's just it's different, but it's just exactly the same. It's that, you know, that love for your kids and that pride of your kids, whether they're 1 or 50, it doesn't change as parents, I guess.
And it's going just different on from that. Like, I don't know about you guys, but for me, when I was growing up as a kid, you make a conscious effort of. There might have been stages in your life where you felt a bit shit or a bit down, or you didn't like how things were going. And you'd say, well, when I become a parent or when I'm a dad, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to make sure I do a better job in this area. Yeah, I've made a conscious effort as a dad to make sure I don't make my kids feel a certain way that I might have felt when I was a kid. So, yeah, it might be yelling, arguing and things like that. So when it comes to arguing, I mean, I'll try my absolute best. I won't engage in it or I'll stop it. I know as a kid that affected me. I'll make sure that I don't want my kids to grow up in that environment. So you just do the absolute best job you can to make sure that they have the most loving and best environment they can, just because of that.
I think we're slowly getting there. We want it to get to the point where it's a recording of us three having a conversation about dad life, isn't it? You know, our first couple of episodes, I think we probably tried a bit too hard to try and be funny or trying to find our niche in the market or trying to find something.
Yeah,
and I think we just tried too hard to do certain things or whatever, but we want it to evolve and get to the point where we get better at it. And let's be honest, this is our fourth episode. We've never done a podcast before. We've never done anything like this before, so we're learning as we're going. Hopefully the podcast evolves and grows into something that we want it to be and something that we're proud to put out every week and people can get some enjoyment. Hopefully a bit of a laugh along the way. Some episodes are going to be serious. Some are going to be stupid, and it's a bit of a mix, and we just want it to be real. I think that's probably got us covered this week, guys. Thank you to you, Mike, once again, mate.
Bye, guys.
Really appreciate your input in the show. Back again next week. Don't forget to check us out online and see you, fellas.
Bye, boys.
Please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on and leave a review. Please be nice.
Thank you for listening to Better Off Dad.